Flooding throughout the Midwest, including Wisconsin, is dangerous, costly, and becoming a more frequent occurrence. Over the last few years, we've seen bridges and roads washed away during flash floods in the northern part of the state. In places like Madison, floodwaters took weeks to recede after heavy rainstorms last summer. But how can the state and engineers tackle the problem in order to prevent this kind of infrastructure damage in the future? Our next guest joins us to talk about the issue and how engineers are taking the floods and climate change into consideration. Daniel Wright is an assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, people talk about things like the 10-year floods and 100-year floods, and I think people get confused when they hear those phrases sometimes. What do we mean by those terms?
Yeah, they're terms that get thrown around quite a bit in public discussions about extreme storms and floods, and it is, I think, fairly confusing. So there are precise definitions that we, as water resources engineers, for example, use, and those precise definitions are, in the case of the 100-year storm or the 100-year flood, it's an event that would happen on average once every 100 years. I think key point here for the public is to understand that, the larger the number, the more rare the event is. So a 10-year flood is going to be less severe, but happen more often than the 100-year flood.
But if our 100-year storm happens today, it doesn't mean we're off the hook for 100 years. It could happen tomorrow, too.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The analogy that I draw is to gambling in Las Vegas, right? You never know what's going to happen on the next roll of the dice. Mm-hmm.
Are we seeing, it feels like we're seeing intense storms happening more often, but maybe they're in the headlines lately. It's our perception that they are. Part of what you're looking into is, are we seeing more intense rainfall, bigger storms? What do you see when you look at the data?
Yeah, the data is pretty clear on this, pretty clear in Wisconsin, in the Midwest, and throughout the entire country that extreme rainstorms are happening more and more often. So, for example, we're seeing that what at least historically has been considered to be the 100-year storm in the eastern U.S. is happening almost twice as often now as it was in the 1950s.
Have we developed an infrastructure based on the old storm predictions that can't keep up with what's really happening now?
Yeah, this is a huge issue that we're working on now in my research group at the University of Wisconsin. And the basic starting point for a lot of infrastructure design and infrastructure planning are these rainfall statistics, such as the 100-year storm. So depending on what type of infrastructure you're needing to design, you would, turn to, for example, in the case of a stormwater pipe, it might need to be sized such that it could move the water associated with a 10-year storm. But if you were designing a more critical piece of infrastructure, like a bridge over a river or something like that, you might have to consider the 100-year storm or even 500-year storm. And so these statistics have been published at various points in time by federal agencies, and specifically nowadays it's the National Weather Service that releases these numbers. And so the most recent update to these statistics came out in this part of the country anyways about 8 or 10 years ago. And what we've found through analysis of more recent data is that particularly in this part of the country, but throughout the eastern United States, that even those most recent numbers released by the National Weather Service are far behind of where they need to be. And so just an example of this is that what the National Weather Service says is the 100-year storm in the upper Midwest looks to be something more between the 40 and 80-year storm. And so that means that any infrastructure that's been built according to that standard is much more likely to be overwhelmed than its intended design.
We're talking to Daniel Wright, assistant professor of civil and environmental engineering at UW-Madison. We are looking at flood infrastructure. Are communities ready to deal with intense rainstorms, which are happening more often than they used to? As you look at communities around the state, are we doing anything with our infrastructure to try to catch up with these new rainfall realities?
I think we're starting to. There's growing recognition, certainly amongst planners and engineers, that we need to start getting ahead of this problem. And so we're active in the university and also through what's known as the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts to help provide information to municipalities and other organizations to help them respond to this challenge. And so we've just created a new infrastructure working group within the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. And this issue of increasing rainfall and flooding is one of the main focuses of that working group in the near term. And so we're working on producing new statistics, putting together a network of professionals from around the state to help see how we can integrate those statistics into new engineering practices. And then also by bringing that group together, different folks from around the state can share experiences and help find ways that we can all move ahead on this problem.
I've heard from communities in northern Wisconsin along Lake Superior that had some of these huge roads washed out, floods, saying, okay, FEMA says, yes, we'll help you replace some of your flood infrastructure exactly as it was before this flood. And they're saying, hang on, this is the stuff that couldn't cope with this kind of flooding. Is this a common problem?
Yeah, this is a really big challenge that we as a community of engineers and planners need to figure out ways to address. So engineering design in infrastructure planning is very much bound up in regulations at the federal level, at the state level, county and local levels. And so it does make it quite difficult to bring in new ideas and find ways to get out in front of problems rather than just being reactive. And so it's certainly true that FEMA funding, for example, only allows you to build back as things were before. And that's just not going to be an effective strategy in the long run. And so that does put the pressure on local entities to find creative ways to tackle this problem at a more local level.
I wonder if there's a mindset issue here. I think a lot of people, I'll include myself, think of flooding as a natural disaster. I just threw air quotes around natural there. Is it the case that a lot of things that we see, these floods that have happened, if we'd had a better infrastructure that was more up to speed with, again, this rainfall reality we have now, they would have been a heavy rain, but it wouldn't have been a flood event?
It's a mix of both issues. So, certainly extreme rainfall and floods have always happened long before Madison and other parts of the state were developed. So, and when the types of rainfall that we had here in the Madison area last August, where we had, upwards of 15 inches over 6 or 8 hours, it's going to be really difficult to design infrastructure that can withstand that type of storm. On the other hand, what we're seeing is that you don't these days need nearly that much rainfall to cause really serious problems. And that's because of a combination of undersized stormwater and flood management infrastructure combined with all of the urban development that's going on, putting in parking lots and subdivisions and that sort of thing, that reduces the environment's capacity to, soak water into the ground and move it downstream slowly, and the reduction of the number of wetlands and things like that that help, or that in a natural environment help to store some of that rainfall and slow down its movement through the environment.
With that in mind, I'm sure there's no one-size-fits-all approach that's going to help prevent floods in every community. That said, is there a laundry list of things that communities can consider as they try to update their infrastructure?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's part of the objective of starting up this infrastructure working group in the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, is to try to figure out, are there common themes that different communities around the state are facing? Because you could imagine that, you know, smaller communities in northern Wisconsin, for example, are facing a very different set of realities, both in terms perhaps of the storms, but also the availability of funding and whatnot, as compared with Madison or Milwaukee. And so I'm not sure that we have that laundry list of solutions yet, but that is definitely where we're trying to head over the next year or so.
Daniel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Daniel Wright, Assistant Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the UW-Madison. He joined us to talk about the future of infrastructure in the state as Wisconsin sees more significant rainfalls and flood events.